Blog Talk Radio.
Rashid Salam, your host for tonight's show of The Science of Health and You. We are providing an interactive lab to discuss a wide array of self-care initiatives to develop a formula called optimal health. And it's a great time in America right now. We have a miracle man who has provided us with some wonderful information about how to balance our lives, how to come to logical conclusions on how we should be eating scientifically, how we should be thinking scientifically, and how we should be thinking about the future, leaving legacies for our children, and providing information just for ourselves, but for our family, our children, our friends, and our relatives, because we do have some answers to some of the problems that we're experiencing in today's time. And as we know, most of us know that here in America, the richest country in the world, has the highest health care costs in the world, and they can't seem to cure anything. And yet we are being prescribed with all types of drugs, all types of shots, listening to people who have never really cured much of anything, and every time you go see one of our associates that we call our doctors, we're highly disappointed because they basically provide us with a piece of paper that you take to the pharmacy and fulfill a prescription. If that doesn't work, come back and get another one. I'll give you something to offset the cost and the problems that you have with that one. If you have problems with that one, you have your heart start regurgitating, your throat swell up, your nose start bleeding, you have all types of problems. Let me come back again and get another piece of paper to offset that. It just doesn't make sense. But really what doesn't make sense is that we as human beings walk around every day with this human body, and we don't know how it works. It's just like driving a car down the street. You don't know how to start it. You don't know that it needs transmission fluid. It needs oil. It needs a lot of things that tunes that particular car to make sure it runs and it's optimal functionality. So the same thing applies to our human body. How does it work? Do we know what it is? We wake up every morning. We walk around. We experience all different types of ailments. We go through all these particular things, but yet do we ever ask ourselves the question, what's wrong with me? Why am I not functioning right? Matter of fact, here's a key question. Most of us don't even know what it feels like to feel good. What does feel good feel like? Do we really know? So we're going to talk about some of those things tonight. This is the Science of Health in You. I am Rashid Salam, and we have our host tonight, our reoccurring host who comes on every single Tuesday with us and share with us, provide for us free information, high-quality information. And I call it miracle information because for the first time in our lives, we're able to make a determination where we can just do the research. At least someone is telling us something about us. And we have that opportunity to do the investigative work, do the research work. You're provided here on the Science of Helping You with all types of information that can help you with your body optimal health functionality. I just want to ask a few questions before we get started tonight. Do you know that you have 11 systems? And if you do know, what are they? How do they function? How do they work? 11 systems that are in our bodies, the nervous system, the muscular system, the respiratory system, the skeletal system, the reproductive system, the circulatory system, urinary, lymphatic system, digestive system, immune system, and endocrine system. And we can go on and on about the inner workings of this magnificent human body, which is a biological machine made up of all these different systems. And how do they come into existence? How does fear affect each and every last one of these systems? How does anxiety, grief, stress, worry, how do these emotional things that we can't see, feel, or touch affect the inner working of our system and our bodies? How does food play a role, and why do we eat food? And all I'm bringing this up for is this one question. I want you to ask yourself this one question. Why do we eat food? What is the purpose of food? And what is food supposed to do, and how does it affect these 11 systems, these 200 cell types that make up our human body? But more importantly, how in the world does this 75 to 100 trillion cells, which really of the makeup of who we are, how does all this work? This is serious. How do you intend to talk to your children about their bodies? How do you intend for your children to talk to their children about their bodies? Who do we listen to? Who knows more? Scientists, doctors, pharmacists. We have all these people in this country, and everybody's interacting, and all of a sudden you got the CDC apologizing for doing a horrible job with the vaccine. Now you have the CDC telling us that there is some things that you could have done instead of taking the shot. Hey, what has that shot done to our bodies? Or an MR messenger. They put something in your body that messes with your RNA. And we've already learned on this particular show that the RNA and the DNA kind of works together. anything that interferes with that, other than food and all the other things we do wrong to ourselves, really causes problems. Why do we have mental health issues? Why all of a sudden in this country, nobody even wants to talk to each other? These last 2.5 years have been devastating when it comes to the socialization of people and people wearing masks and arguing and fussing with each other about why you should have a mask on, why you shouldn't have a mask on. But have you ever asked yourself this question? We deal with the respiratory system here. If I put a mask on and I'm breathing in and out, I'm supposed to take in oxygen, which helps my body, but I'm supposed to also eliminate carbon dioxide, which is the poison. But if I have a mask on, where does that carbon dioxide go? If we're still breathing, it's probably going back into your system. What is the damage that it causes to your body? Have we ever asked ourselves this question? Why are we sitting in cars, riding around in stores with a mask on, like you can really stop these microviruses that goes right through the mask? That doesn't do you any good. But yet we swear by it. We listen to Dr. Frankenstein tell us all different types of things, and we sit back and act like they know what they're talking about. But how many people are dying, and how many people have they cured? Has that vaccine stopped the virus from being transported? No. So tonight, we're just going to cover just a few things. I'm just kind of excited tonight, guys. I want you to understand something. This is serious. My life, your life is serious. Our children's life, your family's life, everybody we know has some issues that we need to address. And we have the opportunity to come on Tuesdays and get this free education about you. This free education about how your body works, what you should be doing, what you should be eating. And I'm just going to go over just a couple things before I bring on our speaker for tonight. Biogenetic seeds. Genetically modified altered seeds, bioengineered food ingredients, genetically modified crops, steroids in our chicken, steroids in our cattle. Let's think about what I'm just saying to you. We already know the National Medical Association has said that our bodies cannot, hear my words clearly, your bodies cannot digest anything that's made with a genetically modified seed. Your body cannot digest bioengineered food ingredients. We know what steroids do to the human body. It inflames and it causes inflammation. You give a baby chicken a shot of steroid, and all of a sudden you got a big chicken wing on your plate that you buy at Church's Chicken, the Kentucky Fried Chicken, these huge chicken wings that we don't even know what's in it. What kind of oil do they cook? Have they cooked in it? And we learn all these things here on the show. We cover so many different areas on why we have to be careful about what we eat and how we eat it. Look at the water. Jackson, Mississippi. Those people are suffering because of water contamination. We already had a prehistory on Flint, Michigan, where they had lead poisoning in the water, and you get affected. All those young children who are brain damaged, lead is in their brain, and nobody is talking about it. But we have programs that are designed through symptometry that could probably help some of those people. Why aren't people giving those children the things that they need to be functional? So what is going to be the damage to our communities? How are those parents going to deal with those children whose brains are dysfunctional because they don't have proper mineralization? They don't have proper functionality. What happens to their enzymes, their neurons, neurotransmitters that are supposed to be produced in our body to give our brain essentials all the things that they need? I'm putting all these questions out here tonight for one reason. I'm leading up to part two of what we were talking about last week, that is opening up the phone line for you to ask questions about your condition, ask questions about some family member's condition, ask questions about your neighbor's condition or someone you know that have a condition, and don't feel bad about asking and sharing information with people, because people need multiple streams of information to make a quality decision about how to treat their bodies and how to participated in life, medical fields, shall I say, in a way that they understand. So when you do go to your doctor, you can have a conversation with him. Quit listening to what he tells you, because what he's telling you, you have no clue of how it works. And here we have this opportunity on Tuesdays to get all this wonderful information on how our body works, each and every system, how our immune system works, how our digestive system works, the food that we should be eating scientifically. So before I bring on Dr. I hate to keep calling him Dr. Instructor Abdul Shaheed, the professor over at American School of St. Thomas John, Chicago, I just want to give you just a prelude on what we're going to talk about tonight. Sick soil, sick plants, sick animals, sick people. In 1936, he already knew that the pesticides that they were putting in the soil was depleting the soil of its minerals, its proper nutrients that will go into the plant once you put the seed in the ground and take root, and the plant sucks up all the nutrients from the soil that's supposed to be. But the pesticides that they've been knowing about since 1936, the pesticides that they've been putting in the soil that George Washington Carver, our brother, told them about in the early 30s, that if you continue putting these poisons into the soil, you're going to destroy the soil. So if you destroy the soil, you destroy the plants that you grow. It may look like an apple or orange or a cabbage or whatever it may be, but it has no nutrients. If it has no nutrients, why are we eating them? And those nutrients are being given to our animal and livestock, and we eat the animals and the livestock. So what are the benefits to you? Once again, I'll say this: sick soil, sick plants, sick animals, sick people. I'm pausing on purpose. I just want you to kind of think about some of the things that I'm talking about and some of the things that I know for a fact that we need to just meditate on just for a moment. I want you to raise your hand. I want you to ask questions about what's wrong with you. If something's affecting you, or if you know a friend or a neighbor, pick up the telephone while I'm in the process of bringing on Instructor Shaheed and say, tune in. The 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. And for those of you who are on the internet, or those of you who have technical difficulties and problems, you can't get through because of your service that's being rendered through T-Mobile, Metro, or whoever you may have, you can't get into the line at 714-816-4673, you have an opportunity to text me, area code 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458, and you have the opportunity to text me, and I'll ask that question for you. But tonight's show is designed for you. The program is called The Science of Health and Use. Our goal, our objective is to ensure and make sure that you get your answers to some of the problems that you may be experiencing, some of the problems that someone in your family may be experiencing. We want to make sure that you get that information clearly, clearly. And how does food and the proper food guidelines and the proper food cooking and recipes that we know we're supposed to be doing, are you really applying them to your personal life? We're not here to talk about anybody, because we already know that there's some things going on in your life, just like things are going on in my life, that I have to address. Years and years of misuse, years and years of not changing the oil in my car or the transmission fluid. So I'm walking and down the street, I'm acting like I got it like that, and all my blood is dirty and filthy with trash, with things in it that's affecting the way I think, how I function. And we thank God for the opportunity to have someone who's put in the time, put in the research, and being able to share the information for you. And he's not charging anything. You don't need Medicaid and Medi-Cal. All you need to do is dial in to 714-816-4673. So with that, I want to ask you to press 1 on your phone as we introduce our guest speaker for the night. Well, he's not a guest anymore because he's here every Tuesday. So we want to bring our good friend, our good brother, who has been very, very patient with us, and I hope you guys have been very patient with him. And we just want to make sure you get what you need. Get what you need. Don't waste your time being on the telephone and not just ask that one question that may open the doors for everyone else. It might also change your life. So change your thinking process, change your water, change your life. Change your food, change your water, change your life. This is what's going to do it. So we want to have our brother come on and share with us and open up about the American School of Symptometry, who he is and what he's been doing for us over the last almost 9 to 10 months now. We're going up on 12 months in November. We've been on 1 year, and we've talked about a lot of different things. So this is High Touch. We want you to know that there's a Monocle Miracle Man, Dr. Norton, who did the research for us. It's going to take something new to solve our problem. It's not just African-Americans. This the whole country is sick. And we have an opportunity to earn those things for free. So we're in the process of going next month. We'll be on YouTube Live. We'll be talking really live and selling YouTube to the whole country, talking about symptometry, the study of the human cell. That's all we have to say. We're talking about the study of the human cell, the human self. And we will accomplish what we need to accomplish. This has been a slow process, and we thank God for this opportunity. Abdul Shaheed, how are you, my good brother?
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, Brother Rashid. It's excellent hearing your voice this afternoon, this evening. Excellent. You've done an excellent job introducing everything.
Sir. Okay, thank you, brother.
Yes, excellent job. So we give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here this evening with our listening audience. And we certainly thank them also for being here with us to allow us to share some of this information with them. And so they can be in a better position to make excellent choices. Life is about making choices. And for every choice we make, Brother Rashid, there are consequences. Good choices, good consequences. Bad choices, bad consequences. That's how the Almighty created. It's kind of like a law. It's ingrained in everything that we do. So we should be getting all of the information before we make choices. Before we make our choice, we need all of the information, much information we can gather. This is the problem. We're allowing other people to do research for us, and they tell us, okay, you can eat this, you can eat that. But when they're really basing everything on how much money they can make off of us, come down to money. Even the doctor is a businessman. So we just have to get wiser. That's all. We have to get wiser. So this symptomatic science called symptometry is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. Who's addressing the needs of ourselves, Brother Rashid? Who's addressing the needs of the cell? You go to the doctor never mentioned your cells.
Never.
Never mentioned them. Let me check and see what kind of condition your cells are in. That would answer most of your question. If he talked like that, let's see what kind of condition your cells in. Let's see what blocking the cell from being nourished. Let's see what blocking the cell from producing enzyme. Let's see what blocking the cell from producing good red blood cells. Let's see what blocking the cell from producing platelets that's in excellent condition. Let's see what blocking the cell from producing brain is central. So the person would be on the paradigm of normalcy as far as their mental faculties are concerned. You never hear talk like that, not even from the psychiatrist. Let's check out how many neurons you're able to produce today or how many neurons you've been producing in the last 5 years. If you've been producing any neurons at all, isn't that amazing if they ask those kind of questions? What about neurotransmitter? What about your hormone level? Are they balanced? Are the pH balance in your blood? You have pH balance throughout the body? In your colon? In your mouth? Is the pH balance in your prostate? You have pH balance there? In your sinuses? Is the pH balanced? Well, let's see where this information is coming from. Inflammatory debris. Did you remove all of the debris that you ate today? You ate 3 or 4 meals a day. Did you remove the debris after eating? Well, I noticed you've been eating some food that's high in dyes and additives, preservatives. Do you know those things? You can't digest because you don't have the enzyme to digest them, so they're circulating in your blood. Did you remove them today? The dye, the coloring, the food dye and coloring that was in that popsicle your child ate, did you remove the popsicle from their system so they don't be popping off the wall? Hyperactivity? Did you remove the dye? Have you been to the dentist lately and they gave you an antibiotic just to get more money out of you when you didn't need the antibiotic? You had no infection, but they gave you an antibiotic anyway. Well, you went to your doctor, you had some kind of diagnosis, and they want to check the image in your spine. So they put hospital dye, they inject it into your spine to get a better image. Oh, by the way, they didn't tell you that hospital dye was circulating in your blood forever. Keep creating problems and havoc everywhere. You have no enzyme to digest or break down hospital dye. You don't even know what's in it. You understand what we're saying, Brother Rashid? The obvious question we're not even asking. We're not even talking about the sprays that they spray on those things, the sulfite, the insecticide, the pesticide, the herbicide. And you already mentioned the condition of the soil already is very poor in terms of minerals. Nutrients in the soil have been depleted. So we're eating a lot of nutrientless food. I don't care how good it looks, how plump it looks. It's what's inside that counts in terms of nutrients, the vitamins, the mineral, the trace mineral, the amino acid. And no one, the doctor hadn't told you that every time you eat food, that debris will be left behind, that you are responsible for cleaning up. And all plant food produce poison, all of them. This is from symptomatic science research. Dr. Norton used 3 different levels of chromatography to deconstruct what's in the food. Not only did you find the vitamins, the minerals, and the trace minerals that's in the food, but also found other things. Other things that's in the food. Just to give you a quick example of other things that was found in the food from chromatography research that symptomatic science did and discovered the things in the food. And they also did chromatography research on pharmaceutical drugs. Dr. Norton and his team did not miss anything. Chromatography research on pharmaceutical drugs, on food, on beverages, on water, on cosmetics. Yes, cosmetic, because we put things on our hair, on our nails, on our skin, on our eyebrows, all these things. They have toxic in them. Dyes, preservatives, formaldehyde, you name it. And all those things I mentioned, Brother Rashid, they are iron inhibitors. They block iron from going into the cell. We know how important iron is.
Yes, sir.
To the health of a human being. If a person is anemic, how in the world are they going to be healthy? Many of these things I'm getting ready to name are iron inhibitors. They will block iron from going into the cell, giving the cell the power, the pressure, the speed, the strength to carry out their function, which is to keep us healthy. They can't do it. They won't be in a position to do it. They'll be weak. Iron represent the power, the strength, the speed. Everything must happen with speed, milliseconds, fraction of a second in our body in order to achieve a normalcy. So you have man-made sulfur and alanine in most pharmaceutical drugs. They also have alkyl, which removes hydrogen from the cell, and the cell will not be able to produce water nor heat, nor heat. This is the base of most pharmaceutical drugs, brothers and sisters. I'm not lying. This is, you can't, they cannot dispute this. It's scientific facts. Chromatography research has confirmed it. And they also have halogen, which is a mineral salt that have too many negative energy, negative ions. They're called anions. And they have too few cations, the positive charges. They have more negative charges than positive charges. Those salts that's in pharmaceutical drug called halogen. So there's two things that's in pharmaceutical drug, alkyl and halogen, that no one ever told you about. No one. Man-made sulfur. We need the good sulfur from plants. The sulfur that's in broccoli. All five allotropes of sulfur in the broccoli. That's why we use it for the sulfur cleanse. The greens, turnip green, collard green, mustard green, the recommended greens, they have excellent sulfur. Of course, there are other greens. The sulfur is bad for us. The Almighty created everything in pairs. We must always remember that. That's plus and minus. That's why we have to make the right choice. We have to weigh the pluses and the minuses. They must be weighed in order for us to make an informed decision. So you have to have all the facts on the table. But they ignore the facts and leave them out, and you make the wrong decision. Then you become sick. Now we're vulnerable. That's where we're vulnerable. A disease anywhere in our body will sooner or later become a mental illness. We will be making worse decisions. We'll be repeating our mistakes rather than correcting our mistakes. We already have halogen in bug bites, mosquito bites, spider bites, all these things. Now we find it in our in the drugs and, that we're using. We need help with. Halogen is also in the pesticide, the herbicide, the fungicide, the rodenticide. Halogen, those salt, those mineral salt that will compromise your health, that will circulate in your blood forever. And they will make your disease more and more chronic. Cornstarch as a filler for most pharmaceutical drugs. Cornstarch as a filler. So you think you're buying something that's going to help you? No, no indeed. All these things are iron inhibitors. They'll block iron from going into the cell, giving the cell the power, the pressure, the speed, the strength, the momentum, all these things that the cells need to do their job. And their job is keeping us healthy. And this is what this is the chromatography research that symptomatic signs are discovered. After just doing basic research on the food, the beverages, the water, the cosmetics, all these things, the soap, the toothpaste, all these things that we use every day, to figure out why are we getting all of these diseases? Why are we coming down with all of these diseases? It's very obvious, Brother Rashid, now. And then people are drinking liquor and alcohol on top of that. We all know that alcohol denatures enzyme. Anything that denatures your enzyme will compromise your health. Here are some basic things that denature enzyme. Heavy metal, like you would find in pharmaceuticals, like you would find in vaccines. Heavy metal. Yes. The silverware we use to eat with, there's a coating on it that comes off in your food. Believe it or not, brother and sister. Silverware, the brass, and all these other things that we eat with, we take for granted. Put it in a hot liquid or acidic liquid, it comes off. that coating, that shiny substance will be in your food.
That's
heavy
amazing.
Metal. Heavy metal, denature enzyme. Anything that denature enzyme, and denature means that they will be made worthless. It is enzymes that speed up the production of everything in our body because we live at the bottom of the troposphere, Brother Rashid. We're at the bottom. That means where the gravitational force is strongest. And gravitational force tends to slow things down. These are laws of physics that we must be aware of. It tends to slow things down, even our body processes. So our body, the Almighty gifted us with enzymes to speed things up. How much wisdom is that?
Yes, sir.
Most enzymes are catalysts that jumpstart biochemical reaction inside of our body. We have two types of enzymes. Food enzymes. Why we need food enzymes? Break down and digest, help us to digest our food. If your food is not digested and you're not able to turn it into ions and nutrients, turn them back into atoms, they will not be able to penetrate the cell because the cells are so tiny. They're so small and so tiny. Molecules cannot enter them. Everything must be broken down back into atoms, ions. That's the proof right there. We came from atoms, and we're going back to atoms. Because in order for our body to receive the nutrients, our food must be atomized in the small intestine, turned back into atoms. Who's informed us of that? Who told us about that? No one is telling us about this. If you're not able to do that, much of the residue of the food that you eat will be circulating in your blood. Back and forth, back and forth. Your blood becomes slower and slower and dirtier and dirtier. Here's the two reasons for diseases. Cell neglect, number one. We neglect ourselves by taking pharmaceuticals and taking herbs. Instead of finding out what's going on with the cell, we think these things are going to jumpstart something. No, they won't. I'm sorry. There are occasions when we need drugs. Sure, there are occasions. Trauma and emergency, those are the two occasions. When you're talking about trying to heal your body from a chronic illness, you need to have the truth. That's what's needed. So we need the digestive enzyme for breaking down the food, turning them into ions or atoms, nutrients, and we need ancillary enzyme for repair and maintenance. Brother Rashid, no one ever told us that our body needs to be maintained.
That's true.
We thought it was self-maintaining. All we had to do is eat food, drink water, and go to the bathroom a couple of times a day.
Right.
And we thought that was it. That's all we had to do. That's what we were taught. And now we come to find out that we have to take care of ourselves. We have to remove the debris from them. We have to remove the congestion from them. We have to remove the poison and the toxins from the food, from the air, from the water, from them, the heavy metal, all these things. If we don't remove it from them, who's going to remove it for us? Now we come to learn that we have to repair our DNA. We have to keep our DNA in excellent repair. For if not, the gene would never release the blueprint to a debilitating and fragmented DNA. And the DNA would not have the blueprint to pass it on to the three RNAs. Therefore, our own cells are compelled to produce symptoms and disease. And if the DNA is not repaired, the person would die with their disease. And pharmaceutical drug will never repair the DNA, nor herbs, nor food. Now, what are you going to do? You have a choice to make. We've been coming on this program for months now. And not enough people making the right choices, Brother Rashid. Like they're just contented with being sick. Woe with me. I have a disease. I don't know what to do. Well, we have been telling you what to do. You have to take care of the needs of the cell. You have to take care and repair your DNA. And the only way you can do that is using subatomic particle called particulates. That's how you do it. You must modify your diet. Pay attention to what you're eating. Don't take nothing for granted. Read labels. And get the right information, the right knowledge. So we'll mention those things that denature enzyme, alcohol, heavy metal, acid doses, too much acid, alkalinity, too much alkaline. I say I want to be right in the middle, which is the perfect condition for them. No extreme. No extreme. Right in the middle. Things that will compromise or make worthless our enzyme. Nothing happens in the human being, in the human body, enzyme facilitating it. That is the first essential that the cell will produce, an enzyme. Then everything has happened after that. If you have a problem producing enzyme, a surplus of them every day, you will be sick. An enzyme deficit, the person can never be healthy. First thing you do when you come to symptoms is help you to produce enzyme to digest your food and help you to repair the DNA and make other repairs in the body, removing all the poison, the toxic, concretion. These things take enzyme. Heavy metal denature enzyme. Poison denature enzyme. Poison is always at the top of the list. It doesn't make any difference what the source of the poison is, whether it came from nuts and seeds, whether it came from eggs, whether it came from a plant leaf that you did not cook, you juiced it, or you sprinkled some water on it and you ate it raw. Poison. All plant produce poison. No one told you that for symptometry. I'm sure that was the first time you ever heard that. That is absolutely scientific facts. All plant produce poison to survive on planet Earth. So those are about several different things that would denature our enzyme after being able to produce them. We produce them and then we turn around and make them absolutely worthless. We're eating iron inhibitors. Iron inhibitor. The abidine that's in eggs, all eggs. We're making a different kind. The symptometry tested all the different kinds of eggs and found the same thing in them. Abidine that would denature and block iron from going into the cell. Also block B vitamin. More specific, biotin, which is a must. You must have it in order to produce many, many enzymes. Citrus acid, strong acid, like we already said, denature enzyme. And also they block iron from going into the cell. Citrus acid, like from lemon, lemonade, lime juice, tangerine, grapes, grapefruit, oranges, all those things. Those are fruit that should be avoided, not eaten. The acid too strong. The citrus acid too strong. We should eat fruit that have the least amount of acid. Those would be the tropical ones. Tropical fruit. Makes sense. We're from the tropics. Oh, wow. It's amazing.
No doubt about it. I do have. Okay.
Say that again.
I do have two questions. Go ahead and finish your point.
Okay. Yes, we're just sharing some of the iron inhibitors, things that will block iron, formic acid in apples, in apple juice. Formic acid causes cancers in rats. Formic acid in apples is the same chemical structure as formic acid in termites. Same one, same chemical structure. When the chromatography tests were done on them. Prussic acid in nuts and seeds, another name for hydrocyanic acid or cyanide. Same chemical structure, just different name. Beta-glucan in oatmeal that we all ate. a little brown speck that's on the oatmeal, beta-glucan, iron inhibitor. Also produces polyp in our colon, in the nose, in the eye, in the organs. A polyp could be anywhere, in the mouth. And it just grow and grow as you feed it with the beta-glucan from the oats. It'll get bigger and bigger. So we'll slow it down right there, Brother Rashid, and take those two questions.
Yes, sir. There's no problem. No problem at all. I wanted you to make sure you make that point, because as she was talking, you said, it's like something wrong with everything. Well, something is wrong with everything.
Yeah,
you know? But
so you're not trying to produce anything.
That's right.
Leave it up to somebody else to do it all.
Yes, sir. You know, I have a question here that I was sitting in the bathroom. Next thing you know, I woke up on the floor. So I wound up going to the doctor, and the doctor told me I had low blood pressure. I went back home the same day, sitting at the table trying to eat some food, and wound up falling out of my chair. I had a swelling in the left side of my leg, and the doctor told me, slow down, get some rest, you have a low blood pressure. Now, I just cut it off right there because we don't need any more information.
No, we don't need any more.
What's wrong with
you? We got enough
blood,
no correlation there.
I mean, come on, man. So this person is trusting, once again, someone who prescribed for him a piece of paper that he took to the pharmacy to get something that will help his blood pressure. But that's not really the problem. It's bigger than that. So I just leave you with that question, and we'll get that answer, and I'll bring on the next one.
Okay. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, just as bad. They both are bad. Why? We have to have normal blood pressure to circulate blood in order for the nutrient to go into the cell. That is one of the first requirements for the cell to be nourished. It must have normal blood pressure. High or low are just as bad. But your doctor won't put it that way. It's an indication that the person is eating more starchy food than protein. This is the root cause. Oh, I bet they're eating a plant-based diet, Brother Rashid.
Seriously.
They're trying to avoid meats because they don't know how to scientifically cook meats. So I don't want to be sick by meat. But now you have to eat most of what you're made of. We're made of meat. We are animals. Protein, collagen in particular, human collagen. That's protein. Everything about the human being is protein. DNA, protein unit. RNA, protein unit. The gene, protein unit. Chromosome, protein unit. Collagenic fiber, protein unit. But yet and still, we're being taught and miseducated about becoming vegetarian. And we're not plants. Are we plants?
Not at all.
Last time I checked, there's the plant kingdom and there's the animal kingdom. Foundation of plant cellulose, polysaccharides, starch, network of sugars. That's what plants are. Human, collagen, protein. Human, collagen, not even animal, human. There's a difference. So that person has been consuming too much starch. So now he has low blood pressure. Sometimes the person gets stuck in high blood pressure in that high position or gets stuck in the low position. It's different for the same reason.
Yes, sir.
So they need to modify their diet. They need to ionize certain part of the body. And the heart must have the help of the artery veins and capillary. They must become more flexible so they can participate in helping to control blood pressure. You're eating food that's iron inhibitor. You're eating food that's high in potassium, causing his artery, veins, and capillary to become hardened. And they're not participating in helping the heart to regulate the blood pressure. And then there's also a hormone that our heart must produce called AMP, as adenosine triphosphate. AMP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that hormone is AMP. And the heart must be able to produce it. And you need an enzyme. There again, enzyme. Eating food that's denaturing the enzyme.
Also,
peptide.
Also, with that, it's dealing with the heart. You also need BNP too, as well. Doesn't it?
And you need those 8 muscle protein because the heart is what? All muscles.
Yes.
That's how you strengthen the heart. Not with pharmaceutical. You strengthen the heart by nourishing it with the 8 muscle protein.
I know there's an article on the website, AMSOS. The article is about how the heart regulates blood pressure. It's like, what an outstanding article that was written. And, so I'm going to make that suggestion to the person who's calling in, but more importantly, make the suggestion to have him call you, because this is serious. I mean, you're fainting. You could be driving down the street, and you're running into something. So don't take that lightly. God has blessed you to be, at least in your home when you fell out the 2 times, and suppose you had been driving down the street with your children in the car.
Exactly.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. So the other question ties right into the same thing. You had mentioned several weeks ago about nutmeg, and I'm still trying to figure out why.
They already have a problem with what we said about nutmeg.
Yeah, they're just trying to figure out. At least he went back and did his research, and he's coming back to, please help me, give me the answer of why nutmeg is not any good for me.
That's amazing. First of all, it's a hallucinogenic. Have you hallucinated? Nutmeg is a poison, and you got to be very, very careful with consuming it. And oftentimes they put it in food, right? Nutmeg is a poison. What's in it is called myristic, MYRISTIC, acid. Google it, and you'll see the side effects of it. That's what's in nutmeg. See, when Syntomity did this chromatography research, found out a lot of things. And why did people then come up with that idea before? Like a crime scene person, CSI person, goes to the crime scene, gather the evidence, and take it back to the lab. That's what Syntomity did. Nutmeg is an insoluble poison. What does that mean, insoluble? When things won't break down in water, and we 94% water, that means it's not going to break down in water, which means it's going to circulate in our blood until somebody ionizes it out. Now, how many cakes and pies and cookies and all kind of treats we've eaten with nutmeg in it, and it's just floating in our blood, and we wonder when we start seeing things, hallucinating, that we did something. Yeah, we did. We ate food with nutmeg.
This
is why we're warning people.
Yeah, in that article, it talks about different candies and chewing gums and flavorings and syrups and icings and pickles and cinnamon and pistachios and beverages and commercial baked goods like cookies, licorice. But the thing that really I want you to just touch on real quickly is the connection between nutmeg and mental deterioration.
Wow. Here it is, right here. It causes severe anxiety, unexplained fears, feeling of insecurity, panic attack, euphoria, flushiness of the skin, irregular heartbeat, because it's damaged the 3 nervous systems, the central nervous system especially, damaging it. I mean, that's enough right there. Why the person going to suffer mental illness? Connect these symptoms with the food and the beverages you've been consuming. This is what Syntomity does. It is called correlation diagnosis. Symptomatists have come up with a way to connect the food that the person is eating with their disease. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Because that's where you would find the connection. It's the food. It's so
absolutely
obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It's so obvious. But now many of us are blaming the pharmaceutical. But now we got to start blaming food as the number one issue for causing diseases.
Okay. Well,
so
we
now
think those
nutmeg is a spice. It's a spice that is being used by commercially baked foods, chocolate, ice cream, pistachios, colas, vanilla flavor, and all these things. You know, ginger, beverages, candies, like you said. You know,
pharmaceutical drugs,
all these things. Yes.
Pharmaceutical drugs. It's in the pharmaceutical drugs as well.
As well, yes. It's amazing. It's like they're trying to make us sick.
Yes, sir.
Maybe that's,
so
what, maybe that's what they're doing.
Yes, that's what they're doing. I just want to welcome those who just came on the line. This is IWDM Radio. I'm Rashid Salam, your host for tonight's show of The Science of Health and You. And we're talking about digestion. And what we talk about more than anything else is that press one on your phone and ask a question about some particular things. We just had several questions being asked by those who are on the internet. They text me at 650-669-0458. If you want to call a friend and tell someone to come on and listen to this great information, we're talking about optimal health. We talk about self-care. And these initiatives that we talk about, we want to create this interactive lab that you can ask the questions that you want to ask if you have a friend, family member, relatives, or someone who basically has a condition. And you just want to ask about it just for the sake of saying, hey, here's another option. Instead of going to the pharmaceutical company and getting some cornstarches and halogen and some nutmeg in your prescription, you have an opportunity now to do some things. And, you know, when you think about it, when you say pharmaceutical drugs, a lot of people get dizzy when they start taking these pharmaceuticals, and they have different types of flashes and issues surrounding their thinking process. So that's kind of a powerful statement to know that we know what's in the pills. We go fill the prescription and don't even ask what's in it. Then, you know, it interacts with something else that you're taking. Now you got to go back and get something else to interact with something you're taking. It's amazing that we don't even ask the question. But here we have an opportunity to ask the question about something that you may be taking right now, something that you, you know, you may be having some experiences with. I have high blood pressure. What am I taking? Metformin. What's in metformin? You know, have you ever looked that up? That's scary. To be able to take something that you don't know about, and once you look, what you go on the internet and find out what's in it, then you got to find out what does it do to my body. But we're here on Tuesday, every Tuesday from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock on IWDM Radio, providing you with that free information. You don't need to go until make an appointment to the doctor. Just make an appointment for yourself. Take care of yourself, and that's all we're trying to say here. That we have information that's self-care and helps you. Put yourself in a better situation where you can have a more productive, more healthy life. So for those of you who have a question for Abdul Shaheed, please press 1 on your phone. I'll recognize that phone for you, and we'll bring you on, have you ask the question. And we start off the show talking about digestion, how digestions interact with your ability to think and function mentally. What happens when you don't digest your food right? And we talked about some of the things that we eat that we don't get rid of. We talked about the diet that's in our body. We talked about additives and preservatives and also things that we do that floats around in our bloodstream and blocks our cells. And I think the thing that you said, Abdul Shaheed, was this. How small is a cell? You know, and how easy it is for it to get blocked. And so being that we are 200 cell types, and we have almost 100 trillion cells in our body, so that our makeup physically and biologically is cellular. And yet we know nothing. We know nothing, absolutely nothing about it. And to be on this line and not call someone on the telephone and say, you got to come online and listen next week, because this information is just outstanding. It provides us with an understanding of who we are, what we are, how our body works. And we haven't even got into the insecticides and the pesticides that's in the food that we eat. What does it do to our body? We talked about the interaction of red blood cells, brain essentials, and hormones, and pH balance in our blood, and our colon, and our mouth, and our prostate, and our sinus. Who ever thought? You know what I'm saying? You know, I know it's kind of overwhelming, Brother Shaheen. I know it is. But at the same time, it's really simplistic if you just pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to yourself. And we're not telling you to bite all this apple right now. We don't want to eat apples anyway, but we're not telling you to bite into it. Take a little piece and work on that little piece and grow yourself and develop yourself and educate yourself so you can make sure you take that F off the word self and know thyself. That's what we're talking about today. So for those of you who have a question, please press 1 on your phone. And I do have another question here, but I would like to get someone online. Anyone who has a hand raised, they may want to have a question about something that's going on with us. You know, I can ask questions for the rest of the night of what's wrong with me. I reserve my time to talk to my coach. You know, let him tell me, but I don't want to bore you guys with everything that's wrong with me. When you start talking about 50, 60 years of eating the wrong food, and all of a sudden someone tells you, hey, you shouldn't be eating that. Why would you reject that information when you never question what you were eating and you're not in the best of health? And our skin, you know, the fact that we put lotions and we take toothpaste and mouthwashes and cosmetics and put on our body and don't even know about bismuth that's in cosmetics. If women knew what bismuth was that's tied into the cosmetics, they would never put that stuff on their face again. They wonder whether I got to keep on wearing makeup. Because you don't even know what you're putting on your face and eating your skin. It's unbelievable information.
Coconut oil on their scalp.
Oh, don't go to sea moss now. We don't want to get to see people swear by sea moss. Oh, I put sea moss in my smoothie every day. I put it on my skin and in my hair. And don't even know what sea moss is. You know, so that's one of the that's one of the questions I had. You know, is it okay? I didn't mean to talk about this person. I'm sorry. Is it okay to use sea moss in my smoothie? Well, both of you got a really good question.
Both of you got a double whammy. Don't drink smoothie.
Yes. So if you can answer that question, that's the next question the text has been texting to me. What about sea moss?
Sea moss come from the sea, and the sea is prevalent with bromine. You know, bromine. It come from the sea as well. So bromine is a substance that would destroy every gland in the human body. Now you're asking me a question about sea moss and sea. That word sea come from the sea, S-E-A, and that's where bromine dominates. Okay? And fish, certain fish have the enzyme. They can produce enzymes to neutralize bromine. That's why we're able to eat fish. Isn't that amazing? How the Almighty have perfectly balanced out everything.
I'm telling you, man. We have to give praise and thanks to our first creator. Figured it out already. I've given you everything you need right here on earth.
Against the grain.
Yeah, we have to do the science to make sure we eat what we're supposed to eat, especially the right thing. So that right there is enough for me because I read the article on bromide. And for those of you who have not, please go on the website and get that information on bromide. It is scary. When you start, I mean, I don't want to scare anybody. Carpet, upholstery. I'm going to leave it with that.
Amazing.
We have our children sitting on carpet
mouthwash,
in our house.
Toothpaste.
And not even knowing, Brother Shaheed, what we're doing.
Absolutely.
You talk about gargling your mouth. We don't realize if you gargle, you have cells on your tongue. and
cells all in the mouth.
All over you. So we think I can just use a little bit of it. No, you can't. It's automatic.
And then, the mouth is acidic. And you're going to gargle with something that's alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
How much sense does that make?
Yeah. You know, when you don't know, you don't know. You know, we just have to accept the fact sometimes that we really don't know that we don't know. And nobody's mad at you. But here you are with an opportunity to ask a question about some of the things that you've been doing wrong. Ask the question. It could save your life. You can have a piece of pie tonight and not wake up in the morning because that nutmeg in that pie, other chemicals that you had in your body may not have worked right, and you may not even wake up in the next morning. So these are some of the things that we provide that you, I think you said one time about going in the kitchen. Sometimes we go in the kitchen and mix up stuff with seasoning and don't even know what we're doing. And that mixture, that those chemical reactions, you can go to bed at night and may not make it up anymore. What happened to him? What happened to him?
Poisoned himself.
You know? Yeah. So I have another question here. This is an old question. This must be somebody who's been on the line for a long time because they couldn't get it right, the typing right, but I know exactly what they talk about. Could you please elaborate again on the cerebrospinal fluid? You know, so that we know between, oh my goodness, man, this is something special here. You know, when you start talking about the cerebral spinal fluid, when you start talking about the energies and the chakra levels in the human body, how that up and down from your spinal cord to your brain stem, and that goes to your brain stem. I hope you hear people hearing this. Your spinal cord is connected to your brain. And there's a fluid there, so I'm going to let you break that down for this person because he's very serious about it because he got all capital letters.
Wow, yeah, you know he's serious.
Hey, could you please elaborate again? He didn't spell it right, but I'll make sure you get the spelling. Cerebral spinal fluid is what he's trying to say. And
Absolutely. And
the effect on the human body. Rashid?
Yeah, the cerebral spinal fluid is so very important, Brother Rashid. That is the fluid that are the neurons and all of the nerves. All of the nerves goes there, are there. The cerebral spinal fluid circulate between all of the ventricle of our brain. And it go all the way down the spinal cord to the tailbone, that coccyx bone, that tailbone. And they go, and that fluid circulate back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And everything that the Almighty had produced in us is so perfectly balanced. The cerebrospinal fluid that is consumed and used must be replaced by the same amount. Isn't that amazing? The same amount that you use must be replenished by the same amount. Take, for example, if you produce more cerebrospinal fluid than you're using, then the brain will fill up with fluid. Cerebrospinal fluid be too much.
Wow.
It's just amazing how everything has been calibrated, Brother Rashid. Mm-hmm. And health is all about balance, keeping the thing in balance. That is the most important part of what health is all about. It's about balance. So our cerebrospinal fluid and keeping it clean is so very important. People talk about detoxing their blood, but I have never heard anyone mention detoxing the cerebrospinal fluid. We take it, and that going in between our brain, circulating back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, thousands of times a day, and where all of the nerves interconnect down the spinal cord. And that cerebrospinal fluid will get so thick and so much garbage would be collected in it for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, and you never cleaned it one time because no one brought this to your attention. Back pain, lower back pain, arm pain, neck pain, cramps and joints and inflammation, all these things. And the root cause would be dirty and filthy cerebrospinal fluid. All of the electrolytes are circulating in the cerebrospinal fluid. Is 99.17% water, and the other percent nutrients Most all of the electrolytes, mostly it's all electrolytes. Can you imagine? And our brain uses more electrolyte electricity than any part of the body. You can understand why.
Wow.
He got to send and receive signals. Those neurons must fire. We need neurons by the billion because neurons last for seconds, split seconds, less than a second. They carry out their purpose, and they're done. And we have to reproduce more. We have to produce more to take their place. To even last like a flash. To connect the signals. To send and receive signals. That's what neurons do. Neurons operate the brain and also the body.
Wow.
If I just think about moving my toe, instantaneous, just by thinking, my toe will move. Unless the nerve or cervix, where there's a disconnect. It is the neuron that causes that to happen. The neurons, we have that axis. And within the axis, that gap within the axis, there must be a neurotransmitter in order for the firing to take place. Isn't that amazing? And there's eight neurotransmitters. And it must be in that gap called synapse. If it's not present, no firing of the neuron will happen for you. Something going to be missing. You're not going to see everything that happened in front of your face. You won't see it all. You won't be able to pay attention to all of it. You won't notice what's going on in your own environment.
Right.
There'll be a disconnect, and it starts with our brain and our mind. That's how important the cerebral spinal fluid. We can use the sulfur cleanse with broccoli, sulfur, and activate those five allotropes of sulfur to clean our cerebral spinal fluid, to clean the mitochondria where our energy comes from, the energy house. The ATP that stores energy. Our body's so connected, it's just absolutely amazing. And we take one part for granted and say, okay, I have this is going on. I got fungus on my toe, so I don't have to worry about it. So that's just my toe, so I can just leave it right there. No, blood goes down there, and then that fungus get in the blood, and it be in the brain. Now, you just transferred the fungus in your toe to your brain. Can't take anything for granted. Nothing. Microbes travel. How? How do microbes travel once they get inside of? Microbes are those things that we cannot see with our eye, but they exist. Viruses, bacteria, protozoa, parasite, worms. How do you think their mode of transportation is? What is it? It's the blood. So you need to let your blood, microbes be circulating in it, going everywhere they want. They use the blood as the mode of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
You get from one place to the next. Because blood circulates where? Everywhere. It is the connected tissue that connects everything. This is why we have to sanitize our blood. This is why we have to sanitize and ionize our cerebrospinal fluid. Do what we can to keep it clean. And this is why we have to take care of our cells. Remove the concretion, the calcification, the inflammation, the poison, the toxic, the halogen from mosquito bite, bug bites, the halogen from pharmaceutical drugs, the halogen that's in plants. We have to take the full responsibility for our health. You can't say, woe with me. No, we must get knowledgeable and do our own research. And this is what the program here, the show is all about. We all do research bit by bit. And much of the research we're talking about is already done for us.
Right.
We just got to go study it, read it, and make it make sense to us. And stop trying to fight. Stop fighting. Mm-hmm. Brother Rashid, I talk to people almost every day about their health. And I talk to people, and they never question what's in the pharmaceutical drug. I ask them, did you question your doctor when he gave you this? And even though no pharmaceutical drug cure any disease, most of them make it worse. Mm-hmm. And they never question what's in there. As soon as I say something about a particulate, about a molecule, well, what's in that? They get so smart all of a sudden. And I explain to them what's in it, and then they still don't know.
Right. I understand. You know, it's amazing.
You know, I tell them what's in it.
You know, and you know, we have to go back and realize what happened to us. You know, this scheme, you know, I think we had my brother on. He wants to come back on and kind of share
a little bit about the brain and how this scheme has affected us and the thinking process that we that we have. We call it trauma, but you know, it's more than that. You know, it's you know, the fact that we don't know what was done to us and we don't care what's happening to us. And quite frankly, with the deterioration of our brain essentials, we don't care how we treat each other. We don't even talk to each other correctly. And I'm just talking about our community. We do know it exists in other people's community. That's not my concern, even though I love humanity. But I'm just trying to address a problem that we have, that we not having a culture has had a great effect on this whole thing as well. And the fact that we have been in a position where somebody in you know, what's the old saying, land in the cut, waiting on you to make a move, you do the right thing, and then they get in the way and stop it from happening. In politics, that's happened to us. In education, that's happened to us. In economics, that's happened to us. And even in our social life, they really did it with
and
the
COVID-19.
In the politics. So when you think about that word COVID, and when you look it up, it has to do with crown. You know, when you look it up, it has to do with a lot of areas. And what's in it, it's amazing that nobody has taken the time to find out, well, 3 years from now, if you take this shot, what's going to happen
what's
to you?
Because
as you talk about, when you talk about mosquito bites and other vaccines that we take, it's still in your body doing what?
Still in you, circulated in you.
And you don't want to know about how your body works? And you got a poison in you that could take your life. And you just going to let it be in you and going to kick back and go watch All My Children, don't think about nothing else? It's amazing the job that has been done on us. So we already know that the inner working of our brain is not functioning the manner which it's supposed to. So that should be a red flag for all of us, and particularly a red flag for our children. And as you was talking about the popsicles and the dye that's in those popsicles, that we allow our children to sit and eat. Oh, you're getting my grandma, grandpa, give me a. They're sitting there right in our face, eating poison. And we're not saying a word. We're not talking to them and explaining to them, baby girl, this is not good for you. Son, this is not good for you. And here's the reason why. Children have more sense than we do. If they know something's going to make them sick, guess what? They will abide by it quicker than you will. They don't want it. So when you was talking about, it just dawned on me how when you eat the popsicle, your tongue is red, your lips is red, or whatever the color the popsicle is. What is that?
Dye.
And it's on you. It's coloring. On your children.
That's commercially made.
Wow.
You
know,
even natural.
This is why.
It's just commercially made.
This is why, Brother Abdul, we... God willing, we're going to be on YouTube. We're going to be doing a series of YouTube presentations, and we're going to go live nationally and drive people to this site to get this information.
Absolutely.
You
got to do it.
You know what? Our lives, I think when Brother Shaheed Abdullah was on, he mentioned about our species being eliminated. You know, and I know what he meant when he says that, because if we don't produce, if we don't produce per husband, per if our women don't produce 2.5 children to that makes the age of 15, then we as a people, as a species of people will be eliminated. We won't produce enough people 10, 15, 20 years from now to be a species. Where are we gonna be? We're gonna be on the plantation with our Native Americans? Are we going to be in a plantation with the Incas and the Aztecs who were here currently before 30, 40, 50 million of those? Now they're down to
and they
million.
Disappeared.
And they have disappeared. They're not even valued. They haven't bring any value. So they've taken everything that we've already known, technology and everything else, because we don't want to use it for ourselves because we don't have a good thinking process. So at some point in time, we're going to have to begin to address the issues as a community, as a cultural community, and understand the importance of what we are. We do have a hand raised real quick, and I have about two other questions before we begin to close out tonight. Welcome to IAWDM Radio. This is the Science of Health in You. We have Abdul Shaheed from the American School of Symptometry. He's our host.
and reoccurring host every single Tuesday from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Please raise your hands if you have a question. We're going to wind down here tonight. Raise your hand. Just press one on your phone. Just ask a question for a grandmother, a grandfather, uncle, or aunt, a child. Oatmeal. Think about that, how oatmeal. I mean, I grew up on the stuff. I mean, I love it.
Yeah,
I'm the best oatmeal. Hey, I'm the best oatmeal maker in the country, but I'm telling you, my children love my oatmeal. Now you're telling me it causes polyps and potential things like that. You know, so I've stopped and I've shared with my children, and my children got mad at me, but the bottom line is at least they know. So I want to press one on your phone if you have a question. We're going to be winding down the show tonight. We want to thank our brother once again for always coming on and providing us with essential information that's necessary for our growth and development. So we have 314. We got a St. Louis call. 314-305. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Donna Lamont from St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, that's love.
And I just wanted to share something with you. When I was a child, I'm talking about the late 50s, early 60s, my mother worked at a mental institution. Mm-hmm. And because of the effect that red dye had on patients, the mentally ill and the mentally retarded, it was banned from the mental institutions. My mother never allowed Kool-Aid in our house.
Wow.
And And then early in the 60s, all of the mothers, when they found out, they banded together, and they had Congress stop them from using that red dye in candy. Mm. And I remember that very vividly because my mother was way ahead of the game, and she didn't let it in the house in the late 50s and early 60s. However, I remember also very, very vividly when Ronald Reagan was president, he allowed them to start back using red dye in candy and food. Mm-hmm. And now this was going directly against the wishes of the mothers of the United States of America, not Congress, not the Republicans, not the Democrats, but the mothers made them take it out. And Ronald Reagan signed it back into use to be put into candies and food.
Yeah,
and that's all I wanted to share with you.
Oh, well, we appreciate you, Doc. Thanks for sharing, especially one of your phone on your way out. And because, you know, this is what's happening. This is happening all across the country. Now that we have, you know, let's just think about what's happening to us as a community. Why are these people still fighting us to vote? Why are these people not allowing us to teach African-American history in the schools? Why are these people not allowing us to participate in society and getting good jobs and things of that nature, but using our skill set to make money for themselves but not allowing us to participate. Why? And, you know, and the more we continue to eat wrongly, the more we're going to be passive in our thinking process.
Absolutely.
The more we're going to agree, the more anxiety we're going to experience, worry and stress and strain, you know. Those things are going to continue happening until we start taking care of ourselves. So let me get this other call. We have 718-344. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Jalala, Ford Valley, Georgia. I have
yes,
two
ma'am.
Questions.
Yes, ma'am.
One is, why can't we drink coffee and tea?
Okay.
And
No problem.
We got either one. Go ahead.
That's the first question. Go ahead. What's the next?
What's wrong with peanut
butter? Okay. Got it.
Why you can't
what's
drink coffee and tea, and what's wrong with peanut butter? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. In coffee, there's a plant alkaloid. Alkaloid means a substance that plants produce that are heat resistant. That means even if you cooked it, the poison will still be there. You cannot destroy it. That's what's in coffee, theobromine. The word theobromine. You can decaffeinate the coffee, but you can't take out the theobromine. It is an integral part of the coffee. Now, if you drink coffee, that would be the part of the coffee that would be compromising your cells, that would deplete nutrients from them and also dehydrate them. If there's no water in the cytoplasm of the cell, those cells would not be able to do anything to restore your health, nothing to help you, because they are compromised. If your cells are compromised, you would be compromised. If your cells are sick, you would be sick. That's the connection. I'm doing all I can do to make the connection for you.
Mm-hmm.
In coffee, okay, the alkaloid is called theophylline.
That's in tea? Or did
that's in tea.
Okay.
It does the same thing. If you drink coffee or tea, first, before you drink it, check your blood pressure. And then drink coffee or tea, and then check your blood pressure again. You see how quickly it elevates.
Mm.
Its cell responds immediately to the effects of theobromine and theophylline. That's in coffee and tea. If you drink coffee and tea, an avid drinker, you will never be optimally healthy. Never. I hope that went in.
Mm.
And we talked about nuts and seeds forever. Why? Because they have saturated fat, and all nuts have hydrocyanic acid. They're called prussic acid. That's another scientific name, prussic acid. I just talked about them earlier, P-R-U-S-S-I-C, acid, in all nuts. That means peanuts. All mean all. There's no exception. A nut is part of a plant that produces another plant. The life germ inside of it is protected by poison. That is the rationale. Just think about that. That's all you got to do. Just think that the life inside of a nut is protected by poison. Yes. That's how the Almighty set it up. The life is protected because that's how we get more plants on the earth so we can have oxygen to breathe. And we all think about eating the plants. Plants are put here so we have oxygen. That's the main reason why plants are on planet Earth. The secondary thing is that we can eat few of them if we use science to select the ones to eat, to live, not to eat, to die. And then when it comes to peanuts, here's another factor that comes to peanuts. The peanut grows on the ground where there's mold. And all peanuts will have this black mold on them. Now, if you want to get a black mold inside of you, that's you. But that's what's going to happen if you eat peanut butter. They don't remove the mold from the peanut. When they process it, they dump it all together in that hopper. Just go there and check it out.
What about almond butter?
That's a nut.
Oh, okay.
Almond milk. Almond butter is going to have cyanide in it. That's an intricate part of the nut. You can't remove it. You can't de-cyanide it. It's an alkaloid. You can't destroy. I mean, if you heat it up, how are you going to get rid of it? It won't go anywhere. It still would be present there. That's the point of an alkaloid. You cannot destroy it. You have to avoid it. Why you don't want to avoid eating peanut, and why you don't want to avoid drinking coffee and tea if it compromises your health? Why? Why? That's a powerful question.
Yeah.
All righty. I hope we got your question answered.
Yes,
sir.
Anything
else?
I'm sorry. I can't lie about it. After knowing the truth, I can't lie. I have to tell you the truth.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank. Just press one on your phone on your way out, and we appreciate the phone call because I'm sure
you appreciate the call. That's our question too. Really do.
You have definitely helped someone else because I'm sure there's some coffee drinkers and tea drinkers on the phone, and also people eat peanut butter. I know that because you give it to your children, peanut butter and jelly.
We ate all those things, Brother Rashid. We made all of the mistakes. Just because we made the mistake and our parent did the best they could, that don't mean we got to keep making mistakes.
That's true.
Now, so our children and grandchildren won't learn from our correction. We have to correct our mistakes so they can learn and do better.
That's right. So we have another caller here. we have our infamous Amina 111111. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Salaamu alaikum. It is I, Sister Amina.
Well, look, salam, Sister Amina. How you doing this evening?
Yes, I'm well. I am kind of perturbed at you all because I looked at my email for something else today, and I don't see the link about the show.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I still don't see it. You said you were going to send it to me, my email. No. I don't see it.
Okay. Let me answer that question for you right quick. You do have my phone number, right?
I have one phone number. Yes, I do.
Okay. Text me again your email address and your regular phone number, and I'll make sure you get this because that text go out to your phone and also go out to your email. And unfortunately, if it's not in the list, I didn't do it. And if that's my mistake, I apologize. But make sure you correct
it
for me tonight.
Because I gave you my email a couple times, so I'm going to keep reminding you.
Just text it to me. Put it on that phone, and I'll just drop it into the database, and you're all set, ready to go, okay?
I definitely will. And the other thing is I'm so sorry. You know, I just had a call from my son, and I didn't know. When did you all announce that there's a different time? You said it's 6 to 8 now instead of 7 to 9 that the show is on?
No, it's 7 o'clock Eastern.
No, same time.
It's 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. I'm in the Central Standard Time. He's in Eastern Time. He's in Atlanta. I'm in St. Louis. So that's the difference.
Okay.
So 4 o'clock Pacific Time, 6 Central, and 7 o'clock Eastern. That's the time. So you're okay. You're okay.
All right. I was just checking because I just got off the phone with a family member. So I I didn't. That was the reason why I'm just now coming on. But what I also wanted to ask is, there's a lot of us that have allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And I know about the, I have the food list, the certain foods to avoid and what foods to eat and all of that. But for people that have that issue, and there's a lot of people that do.
Excellent question.
There's a lot of people that have allergies. What general directives can you kind of give? Because that's an issue for a lot of people. I'm asking for other people as well that may have this as well as myself. And I have modified my diet in several different ways, but I just wanted to ask that general question, and then I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Here's how we keep answering that question. I'm going to start off again and say food does not cure diseases. I don't care how we modify our diet, food is not going to cure our disease. Herbs do not cure diseases. Pharmaceutical drugs do not cure diseases. Now, what are we to do? We must ionize to correct our DNA, to repair it. The DNA is in disrepair. If you have allergy, you have a disease, you have symptoms, we have 75 to 100 trillion cells. It is the cell. The focus must be on them. Inside the nucleus of the cell, you will find the DNA. That's in every cell. Over 200 different cell types, which that includes the whole body. Nothing is left out. It is the cell that make up everything. And they have a nucleus that you will find the DNA, the genes, the chromosome, and chromatins, all those things. And if the DNA is in disrepair, the genes will never release the set of instruction. that you're going to need to produce enzymes, to produce red blood cell, white blood cell, platelets, all these things. It is the white blood cell that people have seasonal allergies. They can't produce enough of them. And you cannot digest or break down or hydrolyze, oxidize what's in the air, the pollen, what you're breathing, the dust, mice, the pollutants, because the person has an enzyme deficit. Food is not going to cure an enzyme deficit. Herbs, what can we do? This is where we have to use subatomic particle called particulates to do the necessary repair work. Our body has to be repaired. We would die with our illnesses and symptoms if we don't repair the cells and the DNA. The only way to do it is to use subatomic particle. We just want to skip that point. We want to skip it. And I've been saying that forever. But we want to just skip it, skip over it. Oh, but what do I eat? With the digestive system, the digest? No. That's just one system out of 11. What are you going to do with the other 10 systems? What can the digestive system do with the brain is compromised? You keep making the wrong decision. You can correct your diet, but if you don't repair what's in the brain, we still have a problem. We're making the wrong decision. We're repeating our own mistakes over and over and over and expect to get a different result. That is why. Yeah. We must make the connection. We must repair the DNA so the cell will receive the blueprint. The DNA will pass it on to the three RNAs so they will have the set of instructions to produce enzymes. Those enzymes will help us to produce T cell, B cell, interferons, red blood cell, white blood cell, platelets, all these things. All we just said earlier, we must have an enzyme surplus every single day. The person who has allergy, seasonal allergy, has an enzyme deficit. That is the problem. That is the root cause. Every disease, enzyme deficit, no health, health denied. Correct the enzyme deficit by making the necessary repair, then you'll be on the right track. And then at the same time, you modify the diet.
Yes,
we have to do the repair work. I hope that answered that question once and for all, because people want to overlook particulates and molecules.
Right.
The problem would not be corrected without using them. I'm sorry. That's just how it is.
Well, you know, I don't think you can get any plainer than that. You know, that's for sure.
No,
so we're
no.
Right,
if we don't come to symptometry and get what we need to repair our DNA, so we will get the blueprint and pass it on to the cell so the cell can produce what needs to be produced, you know, that is the pattern.
You know
that pattern? Nothing would be cured.
Right. So I think
I done it again, Brother Rashid, that time.
Hey, I think that's okay. That's okay. So as you were sitting here thinking, when you go out to get a brand new car, okay, your car is worn out, and it's like, I need a new car. We have to look at this whole thing just like that. We have to come up with our own personal physical life plan, and it starts with the basics. You need a new car. I mean, so if you're not going to get a new car, you're going to have to repair this used car that you have. That means that you're going to have to do a complete and thorough oil change. You have to do a complete transmission change. All the water, new parts, all that can come from cymptometry. You can get all those. You got the best water. We already know about that. We got the best fruits. We have the best oil. We already talked about the oil. You know, talk about transmission fluid. You can talk about the engine oil, whatever you want to talk about. We have all those things to repair the mechanism that we walk around with 24/7. So if you can't afford a new car, you're going to have to put some money into a used one. That's all I have to say. And in doing so, you get optimal usage of the new automobile because now you've created a brand new person. Brand new person because now your blood is clean. Your spinal fluid is clean. Your organs are functional. Your 11 systems are intact. Everything is interconnected and interrelated. And now your DNA is talking to your RNA. Your RNA is talking to your genes. And all of a sudden you feel like, you know, what
communication is restored.
Good in the neighborhood.
And we have peace good and harmony.
Yeah. Yes. And everybody wants something to do with you now. There you go. So, you know, we wanted to kind of wind down the show tonight. We want to thank those who are online tonight for tuning in to The Science of Health and You and ask that you, in the future, please bring somebody on the phone. Do a two-way or three-way with somebody. You know, you can get two other people on the phone at the same time you're on there. Call them up. Tell them how important it is to get this information on how to repair our lives, how to repair our children's life. Always going to hear me say that. We have to leave our children with something that they can survive.
Absolutely.
They're not going to survive the diet. They're not going to survive the pesticide. They're not going to survive the GMO seeds and the bioengineered food ingredients. They're not going to survive the steroids. They're not going to survive the vaccines and all those things. And on top of all that, they're worried to death when someone shares things with them that they don't understand. They're stressed. They're grieving. They have anxiety. They have fear.
Exactly.
I mean, there's so many things that we have to go through. And ask your child this question. Ask yourself this question. What does it feel like to feel good? That's a question for you. Now, we're going to leave you with that question. What does it feel like to feel good? Do we really know? And most of us have aches and pains. we got aches and pains. You can't lie, you know. So what we want to do is make sure that we get our bodies thinking and functioning in a way that we can have an opportunity to have a better lifestyle. Who wants to live a long time and be sick? Who wants to get, as we age, and be sick and not be able to enjoy this beautiful functional machine, this human body, which is a biological machine that the Creator gave us. And everything we need is right here on Earth. And symptometry has been that tool, that resource that we need to get a better understanding. And once again, my good brother, Abdul Shaheed, thank you again for providing us with this free information. We don't have to use our Medicaid card, our Medicare card. We don't have to use our insurance card for my job. We got it for free. And so we thank you for providing us with that information.
Alhamdulillah, brother. Give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty.
That's right. You know, we have to give praise and thanks to our source creator, and we thank him for blessing Dr. Norty for being able to be that miracle man of this day and time when it comes to health care. Who else do we depend on? Who do we call? Who do we call when something's wrong with us? We have to think about that. The first thing, everybody I talk to, I just came back from the doctor. I got to call the doctor. What do you mean? The doctor have an answer for you, but a piece of paper for you to buy something or fill out a prescription? So who do you call? You call the school of symptometry.
Yes.
Who can provide you with the study of the human cell, who's done all the homework, all the research, and all you have to do is just verify the research that's already been verified. And you can be comfortable with making decisions on your own. And until we get to the point where we can make our own decisions, we're going to stay in this situation because we're going to keep making those mistakes. But the thing that concerns me, and I'm going to say this before I let you close out, brother, my children, whether they're my children or your children, and that's why I work hard in the school district. That's why I work hard with young people to let them know how to sustain your life, how to take care of your children. Because at some point in time, we've lost two generations of children mentally because of bad eating habits.
Absolutely.
Horrible eating habits. We have to blame ourselves, Abdul. And we have to blame ourselves.
That's where the responsibility starts. Start with each and every one of us.
Yes, so we have to be able to get to go back to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, whomever you have, or whoever you have, your neighbor. Next, tell them about it. Just say, check out this website. If you're scared to talk about it, check out this website. And I'll let Brother Abdul give you all the information about how to reach the School of Symptometry that he's a professor teaching at currently, and he's on every Tuesday. It's like coming to a lab. It's like coming to a school. Anything you want to know, you get answers to. If you don't have the answers, you know exactly how to get some. So with that, I'll let you share with the listening audience your contact information and how you can be reached.
Absolutely. Thank you. Brother Rashid, we shared quite a bit of information tonight about iron inhibitors, what's in the food, what's in the drugs, what's in the air, what's in the water. And we have water problems all over the country, not just at Flint, not just in Jackson, Mississippi. It's all over the country.
Yes, sir.
And we all should not take it for granted. It's all over the country. Those places just happen to be in the news. And we have the Food and Drug Administration. They're fully aware of all the things that I'm talking about. What's in the drugs, the RX, what it means, what drug inflicts on patients. You know, this is why the Food and Drug Administration insists that drug advertisement on television must also state the side effects of the drugs that's being advertised. They put them on there, and people still go use them. By law, they have to talk about the side effects. And sometimes the side effect, that list goes longer than the benefits of the drug that they're advertising. Think about that. Absolutely amazing. They had to also put the side effects on the Internet. They're there for everybody to read and see for themselves. The warning signs are posted. The alarm bells are ringing. We are also... sounding the alarm, the red lights flashing, all these things are taking place, Brother Rashid. The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, they make the rules and they regulate everything regarding food, drugs, and cosmetic, and it enforces the law. It enforces these regulations. It does not tell people how to think, what to eat, and what not to eat. As long as businesses have a license to sell what they are marketing, they have every right to continue to do what they have been licensed to do, Brother Rashid. We are the ones that have to have the sense and intelligence to make better decisions, better choices. Physicians, too, are in business, and so are hospitals. People are in business to make money. Even the FDA makes money on pharmaceutical drugs it approved. So we're going to keep on falling for this? I don't know what else we can say, Brother Rashid. I've said it all. The bottom line is sickness is big business in America and in the world.
Yes, sir.
Sickness is big business.
Yes, it is.
They can call it health care. They can call it that. It's just like they call life insurance. Life insurance, when it should be called death insurance. That's when they pay up. Why not call death insurance? Nobody want to hear no talking about death.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody
mm-hmm.
want to hear talking about sick. But that's the kind of health care industry we have, sick care. So we have to become aware, brothers and sisters. And to save our children, Brother Rashid, this is what must happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we can't be afraid to do it.
Right.
I don't know what else anyone can say. So this thing is big business. So if we fail to heed the warning of the kill and halogen and all these different things that's in the food, we can't say we hadn't been told and informed.
Yes, sir.
That's the main emphasis of the program tonight.
Yes, sir.
And we've said this many times. It's the main emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to sink in with people. And nothing is going to change until we change.
Right.
I'm sorry to put it in those terms.
But those are the terms that they're supposed to be put in. The truth.
Yes, we have to. We have to change, brother and sister. We have to get better. We have to do better. We have to make better choices and decisions. The best money you can spend is in your health. The best investment there is on this planet is to invest in our health. It will pay you hundredfold over and over. with the decision that you're making. You'll make better choices, better decisions. The healthier you are, you'll make better choices. And I'm sure we can see the connection. Nobody have to explain that connection. I'm sure we all see it. You can make the connection. It's all about making connection, brothers and sisters. So I'm going to get off the soap bucket, the soap wagon.
Okay. You know, all we can do is what we can do, and we made the airways available to those who want to, and we open the doors for those who come on to share with their friends and relatives, and people have to make their own decisions. As you, just like you always say, you have to make a choice.
Yes.
You know, and we you want to live or you want to die, and we have control of basically having a healthy life. And you know, who doesn't want to have a healthy life? So don't think this is a soapbox. It's just telling the truth because we have a major, major concern with what's taking place in our community.
Absolutely. If we're going to remake the world, we start with remaking ourselves. One by one. That's what we have to do. Okay. So we want to share our contact information. Those people who have a need to go further and become, even get advanced knowledge. We have a school now that we can go to. With scientific information, verifiable scientific information based on the creation of the universe, physics, all of them. Yes, we have access to that knowledge. The time has come for chaotic eating no longer going to serve us. The time has come. We've reached that killing us. We must use science to select the food that we're going to eat to live. That's how it was intended in the first place. The people before just got off on their own footing. Now it's time to correct the course, and that's what we're doing. And we're going to continue to do it, God willing. We just hope more people get on the team. So if you want to know what I know, or you can know more than what I know, there's a school. There's no monopoly on the knowledge. It's available, brother and sister. Go to the school. Start off by going there at the website and reading the information that's posted there. The website is amsos.org. Many articles are posted there. You know, do your research. And if you need more guidance from a health coach, certified symptometry health coach, give us a call at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. And you also may send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And we also like to say that we have a program on AM360 every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join us. Tell your friends about it. And we continue to share the information of optimal health, things that we have to do, things that we can do to improve our health step by step by step. No one is expected to make these overnight changes. No, it's a transition. Transition to scientific eating, scientific cooking, and scientific living on this planet. We've been taking too many things for granted. Planet Earth has a lot of booger traps. Step by step, we can learn what we need to do to improve our health. That's what we're talking about. That's what the science and health, the science of health in you is all about. So we become more responsible for our own outcome. That's the objective. So Brother Rashid, we have certainly enjoyed sharing information of symptometry, the science that emphasize and focus on the well-being of the living cell. For if our cells are healthy, we will be healthy. If our cells are sick, we will be sick. We must make that connection. Yeah. So we're going to turn everything over to you, and we greet everyone with the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. Thank you, Brother.
Thank you so much, my good brother. The American School of Symptometry out of Chicago, Illinois. So we
yes, sir.
We have other programs that exist here on IWDM Radio, and I believe we have our public service announcer on the line. If not, I'll provide you. Here he is. He got the hand raised. So we want you to know about what else is happening here at IWDM Radio, and we'll have Mark Shaheed share with us briefly information pertaining to the rest of the week. Mark Shaheed, how are you, my good brother?
I'm doing just fine. Assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid.
Wa alaikum salam.
And to you, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. Once again, excellent production here on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. Excellent information. Hopefully everybody took good notes. And the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio, as tomorrow it will be the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, usually with Dr. Patricia Slaudine, but that's the first Wednesday, so she won't be with us. But never fear, because Rashid Salam is here, and he'll be joining me tomorrow on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And we're going to have a really invigorating topic that we'll be discussing tomorrow, so we ask you to tune in. That starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And it'll be followed by the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And I will have at the roundtable my blood brother, a very distinguished esteemed. He is the face of prostate cancer awareness here in the city and the state of Missouri, organized a very viable support group. He will be joining me. That's Melvin Shaheed. And so that starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And Thursday, the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Karan Shakir out of the Jewels of South, the ATL. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And we're going to be talking about marriage contracts and what should be on the marriage contract. So you don't want to miss that and tune in. So it starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Friday is Salat to Juma Day, Muslim worldwide. And for those immobilized and can't get out and about, you can come back to IWDM Radio with Imam Mikhail Sahir. And that starts at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Salat to Juma here on IWDM Radio. The longest-running production on IWDM Radio, once again, with the very distinguished esteemed Imam Mikhail Sahir. He always has very intriguing guests and topics that are pertinent to us. It begins every Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And that takes us back to tonight, as you just heard, the very distinguished esteemed a host of it, Rashid Salam, and his returning co-host, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. And it begins each and every Tuesday night in the beginning of the week of IWDM Radio. It begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. I want to say to those of you that still got time to make to your registration for the historic event that will be happening the 23rd and 24th in Chicago, Illinois, for the many outstanding intellects in terms of the conference that will be held on the 23rd and the 24th. The special guest speaker, the 23rd, those who are already registered, there'll be dinner, they'll be following that address. And then on the 24th, many outstanding intellects beginning at 8 a.m., and it'll go all the way to 7 p.m. that Saturday. So you don't want to miss that. You want to be there. So please go to studyalislam.com, that's studyalislam.com, and get all the information and get yourself registered. Want to see your face in the places, they say. And don't forget the Muslim Journal, as it has been the lifeblood of our community. Please continue to support the Muslim Journal. So with that being said, this salam is for you and yours, and it's back to you, Rashid Salam. Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam, Mark. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week. So we're closing out with our good friend, Kenny Pendergrass, letting us know what we need to do to sustain ourselves. And let's wake up.
Up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam.